Sunday morning, giving God glory and a great praise. You're just one praise away from your breakthrough.
I want us to do this real quick because there's power in prayer. Prayer changes things. And I learned today you don't talk at God, you talk to God. So what I want you to do for about 30 seconds on the count of three is throw your head back and thank Him for what's already done. One, two, three, come on! Seek Him. And when I call Him, He shows up. I said, when I call Him, He shows up. I know there's about 400 people looking, but there's about 20 people in here that can agree with me and say, when I call Him, He will answer prayer. So, believers, we don't cuss.
Yes, sir.
Believers don't fight. Believers don't do any of that corner stuff. Look at somebody and say, we pray. And when we pray, we get results. I said, when we pray, we get results. And sometimes my feet respond before my mouth do. I wish I had somebody who knew what I was talking about. Sometimes my feet respond before my mouth do. If you believe it's done, I want you to take about 30 seconds and praise God with a real good dance right now. One, two, three, go ahead. Now y'all got that 2020 dance. I know we just one day in, we're in a whole new year. So you gotta pick something up and put something down. If you know it's about to happen for you, if you know God's about to do it for you, you pray, and now God is about to respond. I need you to show up with your best praise right here. Go ahead, give it to Him right now. Give it to Him right now. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Just some of y'all first dance of the new year. But give it to Him.
Thank you.
I just felt somebody needed to get that out. I just felt somebody watching needed to get off their couch for a minute. Somebody in their car needed to pull over for a minute. Because God's gonna do it. Somebody else thinking about God's morning. It's not nice to let people dance by themselves. Give about 30 more seconds and we got moved. Yeah, yeah! Y'all watching, don't you go nowhere.
Let's dance.
Y'all watching, don't go nowhere. And the reason you can't go nowhere because he's gonna blow your mind.
Let's dance.
And it won't be long from now before he does it. I want us. We got two trays. I like both trays. All right. Come on, put your hands together. Give the bass player some time to eat a little bit. Sometimes you don't know what people go through. They got to get it out. Come on, Zay. Eat a little bit. Go for it, Zay.
God bless you, and what a great day it is to be alive. We are right at 25 minutes after the hour on a wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave. We are your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world, and I'm going to be right here with you playing some of the old and new, all jazz for you as we give God all the praise. And I don't know where you are and what state of mind you're in, or what situation you're facing or you're dealing with or you're going through, but I know that prayer will change things. So as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So if you want to join me in a few moments, just for a few moments, to just tell God thank you, to give him praise, to give him glory. So join me, if you will. Lord, we come before you on this day. A day that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what you are about to reveal to man and woman around this universe. But because of your grace and your mercy, and because of your son that you gave for all of us, that we may have a right to everlasting life, Lord, we say thank you, God. So we submit ourselves and humbly submit ourselves before you in the presence of your angels and your son. Lord, thanking you for all that you're doing in our life and that you're about to do, covering us, protecting us, keeping us in your presence. and giving us the wisdom and knowledge to move forward each and every day in our life. So, Lord, keep us in your care, God, and we ask you to forgive us for any sins that we may have committed, sins of commission and omission, oh God. Let your angels and your hand be in our presence. Cover us under the blood, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, that even now, that whenever the enemy may come, that he cannot even find us, because you have protected us, that you have provided for us, and you have hid us in his presence. God, we thank you, because you are a loving God. Lord, give us the strength to hear what the Spirit has to say, and give us a mindset to understand greater things that are about to be revealed in this year of 2024 that we have never even witnessed in our life. But because of you, God, having all power in your hand, and because who you are an omnipotent, you're sovereign, you're worthy. You are the great King of King and Lord of Lords, the Elohim, the great I am, the Ecclesia, the chosen one. Because you are who you are, we submit ourselves before you, thanking you, God, for your presence. We ask, oh God, that your hand would be upon those that are in the hospital, those that are in the rest home, those that are in the correctional center, those that are seeking your face for guidance and direction, that your hand will continually protect those young men and women that are out there in society today. And as your word continually expands and grows further and further and reaching the masses all over the world, God, that it will continually go forward through men and women of God, that your word will manifest in the presence of those that are lost, that they may come in repentance asking, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, God, for your presence and your power. We give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. It is a pleasure to come to you to play some of the very best in gospel music. We have right here, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Join us. Our website is nfiradio.com, and you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio, as well as our Facebook channel. You can go to our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook and listen in live. And you can also dial in with your mobile phone and listen to us live. That number is 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. All right, well, look, let's get back to some more of that foot stomping, toe tapping, that thigh slapping quartet music that you love, and the very best in the old, the new, contemporary gospel music just for you. Catch the wave.
I'm happy right now. I'm gonna sing now. Listen. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Your bills are due. Your town is giving you problems, and your health is failing too.
Why don't you? Why don't you?
The weight of the world, yeah, is pressing you down. And when you need a friend, no one can be found. But I whatever.
brethren, it shall bless. My Bible said it was 12 long years. But you know what happened? She heard about Jesus was passing through. You know what she did? She pressed her way through the crowd. You know what she said? If I could touch the hem of his garment, she said, I'll be made whole. Oh, if Jesus, can I just kind of minister to y'all a little bit? How many had problems and you tried to fix it, but all you did was just mess it up? I stopped in Nashville to tell you, give it to Jesus. Somebody hear that problem tonight? You can't fix it. I don't know everybody's name here tonight, but I know a few things. Oh, Lord. Somebody got high blood pressure. You can't fix it. Somebody might have a bad heart here tonight. You can't fix it. Somebody might have diabetes tonight. Give it to Jesus. Give me that. Give it to Jesus. He will. Somebody say, y'all are God. How do you know he'll fix it? 3 years ago, he did something for me. People all over the world say, y'all are God. He ain't gonna make it. Jesus. Y'all are giving to him tonight. I want to see somebody's hand and know he'll fix it. Let me see you just wave your hand. Oh! Give it to him. Give it to Jesus. He'll fix it. Oh, he did it for me. Yes, he did. They wrote me off. That little boy from California, he ain't gonna last long. He sang too hard. But Nashville, yeah, I am tonight. 35 years later, I'm holding on. How many know I'm holding on? I'm holding on. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Jesus, will. I feel good. Where's Reverend Dale Pettis? Where you at, Reverend? Come on up. Jesus. We're going to have prayer. How about a hand for Reverend Pettis? Y'all give it up.
Tonight, everybody's standing. Just kind of hold a hand with somebody. Father, tonight, first of all, we want to tell you thank you thank you tonight because we're able to stand on our own legs. Thank you tonight because we can see with our own eyes and we can hear with our own ears. Thank you because we're still able to breathe in and breathe out. Lord, we come tonight. Somebody ought to just help me tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you because we can look back over our life and count the mountains that you pulled us over. And we can count the valleys that you brought us over. But Lord, somebody here tonight brought some situations in this building. Somebody tonight brought a heartache in this building. Somebody tonight brought bad children in this building. Somebody came tonight because they're waiting on you to bless tonight. Lord, we come asking you to bless us tonight. One thing about it, we know you're able to do it. Second thing about you, we know that you will do it. And thirdly, we're standing here because you've already done. Thank you, sir. And God, here we are tonight, turning our problems over to you. We just want to tell you tonight, you're the only one that's got the power to heal our bodies, deliver our minds, ease our pain. We need you. And right now we just tell you, thank you in advance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If Jesus can, nobody can. Somebody wave your hand and just thank him right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Reverend. How about a hand for the good Reverend?
Yes.
Jesus will fix it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Somebody know he fixed something. Somebody say he fixed something for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a few handshakes tonight.
Ooh.
I want to fix it up.
He'll do it.
He's able.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got a situation, but he's able. They wrote me off some years ago, but God had me.
Yeah.
In the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Somebody tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The only way you're going to get home tonight, Jesus is going to take you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
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 Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus,
keep on doing
it. Jesus, we got to move on. This is something we want to tell you tonight. We don't want to give it all to you. We just want to give you a little piece of it. And it's called the truth.
gospel music at its best. We are right at about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's go with the sounds of the late, great Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices. You're catching the wave,
you know,
right here from the NFI Studios.
Think about all the times when I ran the street doing the wrong thing. But the Lord still had grace on my life. And now that I gave my life to Jesus, I tell him every day, Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's have church, huh? All right, we are right at about 2 minutes, 2 minutes after the top of the hour, and more great gospel music coming your way. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. I'm going to be right here with you as we continue to play the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's especially all just for you. Now, for those of you just joining the network, and some of you may want to know what this network is all about, well, we're not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that's to win souls for the glory of God. The Word let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. So that's what we're all about. And you can jump in with us and praise God and get your deliverance, your breakthrough, your healing. And you can also testify what God has done in your life right here on this network. And you can call in at any time. Simply dial 563-999-3020. Again, that's 563-999-3020. And you can call in anytime and listen to the network or reach us. And you can also reach us on our 24-hour hotline. If you don't reach us here, call our 24-hour hotline. That number is 984-733-3977. Again, our 24-hour hotline, 984-733-3977. All right, well, look, I've got to do this. I've got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. And when we come back, brothers and sisters, you don't want to go anywhere, because I got one for you that I know is going to get you out of your seat. Right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one watch-headed contemporary Christian station in the world.
In HD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo. You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it up. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Just keep still. You cease the storm.
Gospel music at its best, and you are catching the wave right here from the NFI studios on a wonderful day as we continually give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor through songs and the Word of God. And that's going down memory lane, and you know they are out of Durham, North Carolina. If you don't, well, you do now. They're out of Durham, North Carolina, and one of the original singers as well as our guitarist is still living in Durham. I'm speaking of Brother JoJo Wallace, a good friend. And Brother JoJo Wallace, and many of you already know that, was the sounds of the Sensational Nightingale, the legendary Sensational Nightingales out of Durham, North Carolina. And right before that, you heard another group that is a legendary group that's been singing for numerous of years and still singing today. They are still going forward today. That's the sounds of the Blind Boys. The Blind Boys right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We got more just like that all day today. The old, the new, all just for you. Contemporary also. So don't go anywhere. We've got it for you right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 23 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day, and those of you are ready for that spring weather to get outside and begin to get those plants to growing, as well as some of you going to be ready to see that green grass come green and get ready to cut the grass, and some of you don't like to do that, right? But look, all of it is Mother Nature, so do it with the best of your ability as you were presenting it as someone that you truly love, and watch it grow. All right, well, look, let's get back with more great gospel music coming up. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
When we fall.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Thank you. 9:30 a.m. on a beautiful Tuesday morning, and now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West Franklin in North Carolina. This morning guest speaker, Pastor Michael Alston of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Welcome back, Pastor Alston.
Good morning. God bless you, my brother. This is indeed Pastor Michael E. Alston. I bring you greetings from the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. And by way, amen, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, listen, we are elated and happy again to be with you one more time. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I hope you have stopped and took a time this morning to rejoice and be glad in it. Not because you deserve to be in this day, but the Lord was gracious enough to give you another day to be able to continue to work out your own soul salvations. I want to also thank, amen, Apostle Barbara Watkins and the Christian Life, amen, Church, for allowing me to stand on the platform with them and proclaim a word of God that is much needed in this day and time. But truly, we're living in the last days, and there are things that we must preach with an urgency to let the people know that this is not a time to rise up and play, but it's a time to kneel down and pray. For we are living in times where the church has been somewhat downplayed, and we're living in a time where church is not taken seriously. And this is not all to blame on the world. For the world, the Bible lets us know what love is on. But much of the indictments that the church has taken, much of the hits the church has taken, is because simply there are some things that we got to start doing differently. We got to get back to the Bible from which we are born from and which the church is started from and always stood on is the word of God. But for Timothy, Paul said in Timothy, for all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, they're God breathed. And as he moved on holy men to write, what God said, God meant. What God meant, God said. And we should be careful not to take away anything from the scriptures nor try to add anything, but to teach and preach just like it is. I'm glad about the word of God today because it's the only thing today, my brothers and my sisters, that we have to stand on that we know is concrete, that we know has no cracks, has no weakness, but is able to stand upon on itself. The scripture doesn't need us. We need scripture. For the Bible will not change. The Bible will stand and be what it is ever since the day God penned his word. And we must adhere to what God has said. Amen, and not try to change what he said to make our lives easier or to make the way that we think to get to heaven easier. Amen, for in this life, the Bible said we will have trials and tribulations. Don't you think for a minute, my brothers, my sisters, that Jesus would hang on a cross and have nails in his hands and rivets in his feet. Amen. And you can make it to heaven with manicured hands and amen. And your feet pedicured and you looking all good. No, no, no. There's going to be some battle scars that we're going to have to contend with. We're going to take, amen, in this life. Amen. For truly standing on righteousness comes at a price. For we live in a day now that where wrong is right and right is wrong, but somebody has got to stand for right. Amen. Stand for right. Stand for right. And, you know, and the sad thing about it, we're living in a time now to where even those who are holding the word of God, or those who are teaching and preaching the word of God, has compromised so that they don't even know what right is themselves. But we got to get back to the Bible. Amen. Just what the Lord said, just how he said it, what he said, and do it the way he said. That is the only way that we are going to pull ourselves back into right standings with God to be effective enough to be able to teach and preach what thus says the Lord in this last and evil day. With that being said, amen, let's get ready. Let's get ready to go to our scripture for today. Let's go to Joshua, to the book of Joshua. I want to go to the book of Joshua today, for I find in the book of Joshua, God gave Joshua some instructions. I call them the Lord's charge to Joshua after Moses had died. And my brother, my sister, if you're going to teach, if you're going to preach, if you're going to lead in your Sunday school class, if you're going to lead at home, if you're going to lead, you're going to do anything for the Lord, then I believe what Joshua took from the Lord, what God told Joshua to do, we're going to have to adhere to the same thing. We cannot develop our own righteousness. We cannot compromise so people can be happy with us. I'm going to get to all of that in just a minute, but we got to stand on the word of God, amen, and do it just like the Bible says, amen. Before we get there, before I start there, amen, let us pause for a minute of prayer, amen, as we get ready to go into God's word. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to come and to discuss and talk about the truth and the power that's in your word. God, thank you, Lord, that you have looked down upon this vessel, God, and seen me fit enough, God, to carry your word and to preach your word. Now, God, I pray that you allow my words, God, to become your words, my thoughts to become your thoughts, God, that I may be able to articulate and be able to soundly preach and teach this morning what thus says the word of God. Oh, Father God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your word, God, that it is right and is never wrong, that it will never fall, it will always stand, even in this last and evil day. God, I give you glory, and I give you honor, I give you praise. I ask you now that you let everybody who's listening, Father God, let them, Father God, be able to, God, take something from what I say or you give me to say this morning, and Lord, be able to apply it to their lives, God, to get stronger or to turn around or to become get more clarity so they can follow you more clearly and love you more dearly. Oh, God, I'm in your hands. Holy Ghost, take residence now. I yield. Have thine own way. I am the clay. You are the potter. Oh, God, use me, God, as you see fit. God, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua, my brothers, my sisters, listen, I'm going to skip around some, but just go with me. I'm in the first book of Joshua, and I'm going to begin reading the first verse. Listen, it says, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, and he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead this people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land that I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness to the south of the Lebanon mountain in the north, from the Euphrates River, and in the east of the Mediterranean Sea, in the west, including all the land of the Hittites, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not I will not fail you or abandon you. Listen, sixth verse says, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess the land I swore to their ancestors, and I will give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey every written command in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let me stop right there. My brothers, my sisters, when Moses died, there was one named Joshua who had worked as Moses' protege to take over the leading of the children of Israel onto the promised land. But one thing I want you to note here that this group of Israelites was not the group that Moses brought out of Egypt. For the ones that they had brought out of Egypt, Egypt had died in the wilderness because they complained. Amen. They complained. Let me pause parenthetically here. Amen. And tell you that when God is leading you to a place, when God is taking you somewhere, amen, there's a process, amen, that he chooses his own self. He does not give us a forecast sometimes. He does not call us and ask us what we think about it, because his word said, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. That's what the Lord says in Jeremiah. Then he tells us, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My brothers, my sisters, if you find it strange this morning that God is leading you in things that seem strange, that seem strenuous, that seem hard, you stay right there. Because I want you to know that if God led you to it, he's got the power to take you through it. Don't you bend, don't you break, because the devil wants to paint an illusion in your mind to make you think that God has brought you to a place to abandon you. But sometimes God will take us and put us in a place to where it looks like we're defeated, on to show the devil that there's nowhere you can put a child of God that we can have the victory. God help me here. Joshua now comes on the scene, and God tells Joshua, listen, Joshua was apprehensive. He was afraid, if you will. He was unsure. But God told him, you are the one now to continue this voyage. You are the one to continue to carry the children on to what I promised them. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something, my brother, my sister. God will never find himself without a leader. God will never be without a witness. God will never be without someone that will adhere to what he said and do what he said. Oh, my brother, my sister, I thank God, because the Bible tells us whom God called, he also qualified. Yeah, when God calls a man, God positions and he qualifies a man. What we have, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me stop. Listen, so Joshua began to take counsel from God, and God began to tell Joshua that everywhere you put your feet, all this land, everywhere I lead you, listen now, although it may be new to you, is land I've already promised you. Listen, if God is leading you somewhere and you're going into new territory, listen, don't you think it's strange and don't you act like, Lord, what am I going to do with it? No, it was yours in the beginning. You just have gotten to a place in your walk with God that you're ready for what he had planned for you all along. Oh, God, listen, he told Joshua, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. That's my first point there. I want to thank God for that. Amen. I came up under, the hand of some strict preachers. One was my grandfather, amen, the Bishop P.J. Austin, amen, and some of the other ones I came upon, amen, and they didn't take it easy with me. They tested me out, amen. They searched me out, amen, and they made sure, amen, that if any task I was taking on, I would have to rehearse it before them, talk them about it before I went out in the public with it, because they wanted to make sure that I knew how to write and divide what I was getting ready to say, and they wanted to also knew, amen, I was walking in what I was talking. My brothers, my sister, too often now, this is where people now get disoriented, that this is where the church take an indictment, this is where the church get punched at, is because we have people who are carrying and teaching but not living. Oh God, we have people who can talk it but can't walk it. My God, help me here. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. Amen. Amen. So Pastor, how are they able to teach it if they ain't walking? How are they able if they don't know it? How are they able to talk it if they can't walk it? Well, I tell you how. Amen. Many have come to the Bible, amen, to get an educated, amen, certificate on having the information. Amen. You can have an information about something and be able to explain it, amen, well enough, amen, to make it look like you are into what you're teaching or into what you're explaining. Amen. But here where the problem comes in is when you have to take that what you got information on, amen, and be able to apply it to your life. Amen. You can't do it, amen, if you're not ready, if you're not clean, if you're not been born again. Let me see, can I make this plain? The Pharisees, Jesus told them, he said, you have cleaned the outside of the cup, but the inside is still nasty. My brother, my sister, we have a whole lot of those who know how to look the part, who can talk the part. My brother, my sister, listen, it does not come from looking and how articulate we are with words and how to use words, for that's information. But where the effectiveness come in at is when we have been transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's when we have caused cleanliness, the word of God, to come to the inside of us, amen, to clean us from the inside. My brother, my sister, we cannot be effective for Christ, amen, with a showering stonewashed outside. We must be clean in our souls. Oh my God, we must be sold out to Christ. We must be like David. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. We got to be as one, amen, that's standing on the righteousness of God. Righteousness not by my own merit, but I'm righteous. I'm righteous because I have stood on the right word of God and I have applied it to my life. Amen. And by faith, amen, as Abraham did, because he obeyed God, it was accounted unto him as righteousness. My brothers and my sisters, here is Joshua here now. Joshua is receiving instructions from God himself. And he told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I'm glad to know I saw the Lord work with my grandfather. I see the Lord work with so many of my elders who I call them those who I admire in the gospel. I see the Lord, how the Lord has brought them from the lowermost to the uttermost. I see how God used them. And it inspires me to stay before the Lord. Amen. That he may one day, the Bible said, amen, be not weary in well-doing. Amen. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And the Bible said, humble yourselves up under the mighty hand of God. Amen. That in due season he will exalt you. Amen. And it goes on to say, amen, that he says in the sixth verse, he says, I don't want to skip nothing. Fifth verse. He said, now Joshua, this is what I want you to know. I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses. And he says, no one will be able to stand against you for as long as you shall live. And then he said, I will not fail you nor abandon you. My brothers and sisters, that's good news. As long as you stand on God's word, God will always stand for you. You may look like you're standing by yourself. It may look like there ain't nobody standing with you. It may look like you're by yourself, because sometimes people say they got your back and they got something in your back. My brothers, my sisters, but sometimes you have to not depend on nobody but Jesus. Stand on the word if you have to stand by yourself. And I am a witness. He will never fail you nor abandon you. Don't be afraid to stand on what's right. Don't be afraid to stand against wrong. Amen. Because God will stand for you, and you don't have to worry about fighting. You don't have to worry about, amen, coming up against nobody. Nobody coming up against you. Amen. Because God would take care of those who come to attack you. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He said, I will repay. Listen, he told Joshua, let me go on to the sixth verse. Listen, he said, be strong and courageous. Now, not strong in Joshua's strength, not courageous in Joshua's strength, but you can only be this, hear me somebody, you can only be strong and courageous in the Lord. Don't you go boasting on yourself, for 1 minute without the Lord, you become a defeated foe when you're going against the devil. Paul said in the Corinthians, he said, Paul said in Ephesians, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Philippians, Paul said, I count everything that I have, in my third chapter, he said, everything I have gained, everything that I have come to be, I count it all as dung, amen, that I may know Christ. Amen. He said, and I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Paul said, listen, I want to become like him. I want to know him through what he went through and not just what he become when he rose again. Paul said, be strong in the power of the Lord. Listen, you can only be strong in the Lord. And how can I be strong in the Lord? You got to stop by Nicodemus' house. Nicodemus will tell you that I went to Jesus one night, and I was talking to him, and I was excited because I finally recognized who he was, and I was telling him, I know now, because no man can do the works you do. And Jesus said, don't come here marveling. You must be born again. My brother, my sister, and he asked, and Nicodemus asked him, how can a man be born again? Shall I enter to my mother's womb a second time? Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is of the flesh, but that which is born of the spirit of the spirit. Let me tell somebody, amen, being born again, amen, is a spiritual thing. Amen. You've been birthed into this world, but you were birthed into sin, a sin nature you will wear and you do wear until you're born again. What you mean, Pastor? What I mean is that you got to give up your sin nature. You got to turn your life in. Amen. As Paul said, it's dung. It's no good to me. I can't walk with Christ. I can't be effective for Christ. I can't can't even do what I want to do for him until I take off this sin suit and be born again and put on the suit of righteousness. My God, my God. No, we too many times people are trying to do things in their own righteousness. You have no righteousness. Without the Holy Ghost being born again, you are a sinful being trying to carry a holy word, and it don't mix. It's like oil and water. You must be born again in order to do what God has, amen, called. I hope I'm still on. I lost connection. I'm sorry. But my brother, my sister, let me tell you something. In order to do God's will, amen, we got to stand on his word. I ain't got much time left, but let me tell you, he said, be strong and courageous. And he said, and no one will be able to stand against you, Joshua. He said, he kept telling Joshua to be strong and be courageous. Listen, and he told Joshua to be careful. Here's what I want to get to obey all the instructions Moses gave you and do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or the left. Only then can you be successful. Let me wrap it up. My brothers, my sisters, in order for any of us who are trying to live a Christian life, live a godly life, who are trying to teach, preach, no matter what you're trying to do, you cannot deviate from the scriptures. You have got to take it just like it is. You got to teach it just like it says. Amen. And Bible said, if any man lack understanding, let him ask of God who passes down, amen, to all in a braid of knot. We must teach and preach what the word of God said. It is too much of this selfish, amen, gratification, teaching and preaching, trying to get book deals, trying to get money, trying to do whatever you're trying to do. It's time that we don't stop trying to lift up ourselves and lift up the word of God for what it is, because we're living in a dark time and age, and people need to see Jesus. Amen. People need to see that he's still the one that can save. He's still the one that can set free. He's still the one that can deliver. He's still the one that's on his way back. He's still the one that's on the throne. He's still raising men and women every day to carry his word. He's still God, and besides him, there is no other. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. God is God, and he will not change. Amen. So therefore, we can't change. He said, I am a consuming fire, and my ministry must be a flaming fire. My brother, my sister, we have got to carry God's word as it is and teach it just like it is. That's the only way people gonna get saved. Amen. They may get mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. They may not like what you say because people want what they want. But listen, we ain't called to preach to people what they want. We are called to bring salvation to their souls. Amen. Don't worry about it. Amen. Don't worry about convicting them. Don't worry about they getting mad with you. God told Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces. The only way we're going to be successful in this day and time is stand on the word of God and teach and preach what thus saith the Lord without apology. Amen. Preach and teach what thus saith the Lord without apology. Amen. And let the Lord handle his people, for he said his word went out and did not return to him void. Our job is to carry the word of God and let him do the rest. My brothers, my sisters, my time is almost up, but I claim I'm not out of word this morning. I'm full this morning. Amen. Because my brothers, my sisters, even in my own life, I'm seeing an urgency, amen, to go a little deep, because we're living in wicked days. We're living in the days when a man, when Satan is trying to be more clever than ever, amen. We're living in days now where the men and women of God who are standing are being attacked on every hand. But let me tell you something. Stand still and see God's salvation. Stand still and rest in God's power. Don't you move. You stand right there and let God be God in your life. Amen. And let him prove himself. You ain't got to, don't prove you. Don't worry about proving you. But you stand and let God prove himself. For God will stand up in his man servant, amen, his woman servant, and God will prove and manifest his word. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory. He will manifest his word. He will manifest his word. And woe unto you who come against those who are trying to carry out the righteousness of God, amen, and trying to hinder the word and the plan and the preach of God. But the Bible says, best you tie a millstone about your neck, drown the depths of the sea, and hinder the least one of these. God's word is going to get crossed. It's going to get through. Just don't find yourself standing in the way. Amen. But make sure you get in the way so you can get saved. And don't get in the way, amen, to where you come against God's word. My brothers, my sisters, I got to go. My time is up. I'm sorry about the brief interruption. I don't know what happened. But listen, thank you so much, NFI Radio. Thank you so much, Apostle Watkins, amen, and Christian Life. Thank you so much for allowing me, amen, to share my humble convictions and my country preaching. Thank you so much. I love the Lord. And I tell you, I hope all that are hearing me today understand that there is no time to play. It is no time to take down. It is no time to compromise. It is no time to make friends, amen, when you got to do so and compromise your stance with God. Stand on the word of God, for the time is short. Jesus is soon to come back. Amen. Be ye also ready, for you know not the day nor the hour in which Jesus shall come. Amen. Be ready. If you ain't ready, get ready. If you're ready, stay ready. He's coming. He's coming. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to be ready. I want to live with him forever. Amen. God bless you today. May heaven smile upon you. Until the next time, this is Pastor Michael A. Alston. Amen. I'm coming to you as humble as I know how. Amen. Amen. I don't have a big resume. I'm just a child of God. I'm just a little boy that loves his daddy, loves Jesus. Amen. And would stand on what his father says. Amen. God bless you. Until the next time, my prayer for you is that you be blessed and you walk in the abundant blessings of God. Amen. And find yourself empowered, protected. Amen. And at always doing and carrying out his will. God bless you. I love you. Good night. Good day.
Pastor Austin, thank you so much for that wonderful word on today. I wanted to ask you if you could lead us in a word of prayer as you leave on today, praying for our youth and the children that are in the school system, as well as those that are in legislation and Congress.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Pastor Curtis. We can do that. Let's pray. Precious Father, we come to you now as humble as we know how. Father God, we come to you, God, in a time, Father God, where prayer is much needed. God, we come to you right now, Father God, where we need men and women, Father God, who are carrying your word, Father God, to come together. God, white man, black man, Mexican, no matter what ethnicity they are, but that we are bound together in brothers and sisters by the blood of Jesus. We need to come together and put prayer at the forefront because prayer still works. Now, God, I pray, Father God, Lord, that you, first of all, look at our schoolhouses. God, our children, Father God, Lord, they're calling them the Generation X. They're calling them the generation that can't nobody do nothing with. But, Lord, I call them the generation that's been left behind. For those, God, who have it in their care now to feed them, God, we are feeding ourselves with things we shouldn't be feeding ourselves with, so therefore we can't feed our children. But, Lord, we need to feed them the word of God. Lord, we need to get a handle on our children. And, Father God, Lord, and pray for our schools and our teachers, God, that, Lord, that let them know that the power is not in the resource officers. The power is in Jesus. And, Father God, I pray right now, God, Lord, that you will watch over every school, Lord, upon the sound of my voice. God, watch over every school, Father God, every teacher, every student. Father God,
God, have mercy today, God. We know Satan was running a ruckus, God, trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. Oh, God, but Lord, touch our children. Oh, God, somehow, some way, God, let your presence, God, override that of the gun and the handcuffs. Let your presence override, God, Lord, every other kind of security that the school have. Let them know in some way, God, you are the master security, and can't nobody take care of it like you can take care of it. Oh, God, I pray you will encamp angels and guard around the school walls and doors, God. Let not evil get in, Father God, to take the lives of innocent children. Oh, God, and Lord, touch our children's hearts and minds, God, and please keep them from the influences that's trying to influence them, God. Lord, to do all these heinous things that they're doing, God. Rid them, God, oh, God, of all these heinous things, God, that keep us divided as a people. And, oh, God, I pray, Father God, Lord, for God, our country. Oh, Father God, Lord, for man surely, Lord, is on a swift path to destroy him own self. And, oh, God, when we look, God, to, God, our leaders in this country, God, Lord, we see that our lawmakers have become lawbreakers. God, our leaders, Father God, Lord, they would tell us one thing on TV, then turn around and contradict themselves, God. We have, when we look to Washington, we have nothing to look forward to, God, or look to, God, for Lord. It seems like it's a game of chess. Oh, God, it's a politician game, God. Lord, people are hungry. People are dying. People don't have jobs. God, people can't afford, God, Lord, to go to the grocery store and buy food for their children, God, because people are playing, God, Monopoly, God, with their money, God. Lord, government threatening to shut down, God. Soldiers overseas, God, don't know if they're going to get paid, God. Lord, this shouldn't be, God, in a country that you have blessed, in a country that you have all the resources, God, that the world is looking to have, in a country who call themselves, Lord, a nation under God. This shouldn't be, God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you and Lord, somehow, Father God, let them know, Lord, that they're looking for peace. There'll never be no peace until you are invited back to the negotiation table. God, but Lord, have mercy on the people in this country, God, in this world, God. Lord, please don't lay the charge of the wrongdoers of their leaders at their hand, God. But somehow, some way, Father God, Lord, open up the gates, Father God, and let people who are hungry have food to eat, who have no shelter have a place to stay. God, Lord, who need jobs have a job. Oh, God, who need health insurance, Lord, get health insurance. Father God, whatever they need, Father God, Lord, I pray that you will unlock the blockade. Lord, move these people out of the way who want to hold hostage what already don't belong to them. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, have thine own way. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. Hey, yes, sir. Have mercy, God. Have mercy on this world, on this country, God. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we give it to you. Lord, every preacher, let us look to ourselves, God, to make sure we're in right standing with you. Carry the word of God, Lord, in the righteousness there is, making sure that we have been transformed and not just informed. Oh, God, let every man stand up in his house, God, and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then let him walk what he taught. Oh, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, God, Lord, to do these things, Father, to forgive us. To forgive us, God, for we have become sinful in the eye, God. We become more lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. But, Lord, have mercy, God. Forgive us, God, and I pray, God, turn it around, God. Turn around. God, please, sir, Father, make a way out of no way, God. Have mercy on those who are in need, desperate need today. And, God, we shall give your name to praise. Father God, I pray for NFI Radio City. I pray for Pastor Curtis and all his staff. God, that they will reach, God, the masses. God, that they will go farther than they thought they would ever go. God, strengthen him, God. Be with him, God. Lord, carry him, God, as he continues to try to do your work. Father God, I thank you for him. Now, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a powerful word. What a powerful word. I want to thank Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Be sure to join him every first and third Tuesday of each month right here with Pastor Gladys Smith, along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Again, what a powerful word as always, Pastor Austin. Looking forward to catching you on the third Tuesday of this month. God bless you. Thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one quartet at Gadivery Christian Station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music, just like you love it.
A lonely world and I thought it.
How many of you remember this old song? It was that for the cross. At the cross.
you see, before we got completely modern, baby, we didn't have baby grand piano. Neither did we have organs. We made music with our hands and our feet. Now, you all just let the music go for a minute. And the saints of God, let's sing it the old-fashioned way, will you? Come on. At the cross, at the cross, where I put all the light and the love of my heart rolling. Yeah! You are that high faith, hiding me myself. Churches, wait a minute, let me tell you this. Our churches, we didn't worship in fine buildings like this. Most of our churches started in a lowly existence. As a matter of fact, we started with camp meetings where we had to steal away to praise the Lord. And the first instrument we got in the church was not the organ nor the piano, but some brother got a drum and he joined in with us. As it lands and is my Savior, please, as it is my sovereign desire, would he be before? Somebody got a tambourine, and it began to be. Hallelujah, sister. Then came the bass fiddle.
Thank you. Coming up in this world, I often made mistakes. That's why each and every day I look toward heaven and say these words. Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
For the wrong I've done. Stay with me, Jesus.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Until this race
is won.
And I know.
Stay with me,
until this race
is
NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Allison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Allison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Can I get all my praises to come down to the front? We're going to have some old school church this morning. Anybody out there love Jesus? Let me hear you say yeah. Let's try it again. I said if you really love Jesus, let me hear you say yeah. Anybody ready to have some church this morning? Come on. Clap your hands. Come on. Everybody clap your hands, yes, yes, praise Him, morning. Y'all know this song. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Lift your voice and help us sing. Everybody. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noon. I come to clap my hands.
clever haze. Come the clever haze. Come the clever haze. I come to praise the Lord. 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 I come to lift him up. 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 Anybody come to lift him up? 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 I come to shout for joy. 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 I come to give him praise. 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 I come to clap.
Silent night, holy night, About the lily of the valley, the brightest morning star. Oh, no. Sleep, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to God. Lift your hands. Sleep, 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 sleep. Choir, help me say it. Just tenor. Sleep. Sing that much, choir. Tenor. Alto, sing this. Sleep. Soprano. Just saying for sleep. You in the sanctuary, just lift your hand and help us say, sleep, come on.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
This is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant Stevens, right?
Yes.
Hey, Grant, this is Brother Lewis Finley. I'm calling from Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. You and your wife just joined a couple weeks ago, am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now listen, I wanted to reach out to you. I know you guys have started the the orientation. And from my understanding, you finished one class of the orientation. You got three more to go. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, I want to say welcome to Mount Sinai, and I hope you are enjoying yourself. I know that you and your wife are a mixed couple. You're Caucasian and she's black. Are you liking the church so far, Grant?
Absolutely. We really are enjoying it. We completed our first orientation, and so far we're really enjoying it.
Okay. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I am at work right now, but it's okay. I've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you, man. I was worried. I know you, because I don't think you know this, but you are the first Caucasian to join our church. And I just want to make sure you kind of knew the language and just kind of knowing what the black church is all about. And there's certain sayings and different things I think you should know so that, I just don't want you to say the wrong thing while you at the church. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, so what I wanted to do, like, I wanted to give you a little black church quiz so you can kind of, maybe if you could,
so
you can kind of,
where you are.
Maybe if you could, it'll let me know where you are, you know, if you're on a lower level or a high level as far as being knowledgeable about the black church. Like, fill this blank in for me, Grant, if you don't mind. I just want to take a little bit of your time and I'll let you get back to work. But first of all, give a blank to God.
What would
go in that blank right there? First of all, give a blank to God.
Yeah, all I can think of top of my head is give thanks to God.
No, see, that's wrong. See, that's wrong. See, what it is, first of all, give a honor to God. All right, remember that.
Oh.
First of all, give a honor to God. You got that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, first of all, give a honor to God, who is the blank of my life. What goes in the blank? First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life.
The love of my life.
No. See, that's wrong. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Are you sure?
See that? I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm definitely sure about mine. Don't. What I don't want you to do is question what I know. I'm from the black church. I know you.
Okay.
No.
I wasn't questioning you, sir. I'm sorry. I've just always heard it that way, but.
Okay, so I'm trying to give you the understanding of knowing what the black church is about. You understand?
I understand. I appreciate you. I apologize, sir.
Okay. Now.
Look, I don't know these answers, obviously, but I've got a meeting I got to get to here in a minute. I'm curious.
Everyone in the church gets these phone calls?
Well, wait a minute, Grant. I know you have a meeting, but what's more important, your meeting or knowing your position at the black church? What's more important?
I really don't have time for this right now. I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, does your pastor even know that you're calling me right now?
Well, no, I took the liberty of myself when I realized you was Caucasian that I would call and try to help you so you would know what to do when you're in the black church, when people are saying certain things. Okay. Grant, if you don't mind, just do this for me, Grant. Like, do you know what hooping is?
Hooping? Like hula hooping?
No. Hooping is when the pastor is at the end of his sermon. So listen to this. All along, good God Almighty. Do that for me if you would, Grant.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty.
No. One more. You, come on, you with me now. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty. Try it again, Grant.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. Oh, God Almighty.
Okay. Hey, Grant, do you think maybe it's possible that me and you can have some sessions before you come back to the church and I can prepare you more?
Hey, man, listen, you have caught me at a really bad time, and I'm quite honestly just so frustrated. Like, I've never heard of a quiz like this. I'm really offended, to be honest with you. Like, do you guys not want me to go to your church anymore? Like, a matter of fact, dude, you should be calling my wife right now. She's black.
Well, she should already know the quiz question. You the one don't know. Why I'm going to call her? I should call you.
I am at work right now. I have a meeting to get to in just a minute. I don't know what you're doing, and I hold on a second. I have got to close my office door. This is so embarrassing. I have never, ever received a phone call like this in my life, and you better be lucky. I mean, I want to talk to your pastor. I am going to talk to him next Sunday. No joke.
Well, I didn't mean for you to get hostile like that. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. Well, can I say something else to you?
One last thing, and I have to go.
Okay. I just want to let you know, your wife, Carolyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Shut up. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Are you good? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. A little embarrassed, but I'm all right.
Grant, you got to do it for me one more time. Oh, Lord, God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah, God Almighty.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yo.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the Anointed One.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Jesus paid.